Hey there, we're back, and I'm glad to be talking here with Nicole West. She's Miss Ohio USA, and she competed in the national competition. Nicole, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Still kind of recovering from an amazing week.
So what was it like to be Miss Ohio USA? I mean, it had to be pretty exciting. What was your week like? You competed, I believe it was on Sunday. What was that whole experience like for you?
Yeah, so we had preliminary competition on it was Friday night, I believe that was the 26th, and then we had the final competition on Monday, the 29th, and it was a whole new experience to me. It was overwhelming. It was fun. It was exciting. I learned so much more than I thought I was going to. Going into the week, I definitely talked to past Miss Ohio USAs, different Miss USA title holders, and they try to tell you what to expect for the week, but honestly, you have to just experience it all to really understand it. Miss Ohio USA was my first pageant I ever ran in. So going into Miss USA, one of the biggest competitions in the world, I was a little intimidated, but I definitely just tackled it one day at a time. We had amazing events from traveling around Tulsa and learning about the culture, from the Muskogee Nation, and learning about Black Wall Street. And those are all things I didn't know much information about. So I learned about culture and history. And then I also learned a lot about myself. So I learned how to communicate a little bit better and also learn how to make connections with new people. And now I have a friend in every state, and a couple girls are going to get married this coming year. They've already invited me to their weddings.
Whoa, okay.
We're already trying to plan a reunion trip in either like Las Vegas or Miami. So you definitely make friendships for a lifetime.
And you competed in Sharonville down in Southern Ohio for the initial Miss Ohio competition. What was that like? How many people were you competing against? What was it like to win that?
That was mind-blowing to me. The reason I competed in the pageant was because I had a friend who's competed many times, and I never fully understood why is she competing so many times. And I knew it was the pageant that moved on to Miss USA. And I used to watch Miss USA with my mom all the time. So I kind of just was like, why not? Why not do it? So I competed against, I believe it was like 50 other women. It might've been like 49. Wow. So it was still a good amount. And it was beautiful because they were all different types of women, like from different races, different backgrounds, even different disabilities. So it was amazing seeing all these women to come together and compete, but in a way that's still uplifting and empowering others.
It's been a big year for college football here in Ohio. Ohio State, you know, had a good season. You know, they're traditionally good. And now you got University of Cincinnati, who's been very well over the past couple of years too. You made an interesting choice. There was a costume contest as part of the event, and you kind of gave a nod to both Ohio State and the University of Cincinnati. Talk about your choice and what that was like for you.
Of course. So when I was trying to decide what could represent Ohio, I was trying to think of what is the first thing people think of. And most people don't know much about Ohio, but they all know when you see someone else from Ohio, you yell O-H-I-O, and that's in reference to the Ohio State Buckeyes. So I wanted to have a costume that represented them, and I was trying to decide which way I should go. I know some girls went the sparkly route with big, elaborate pieces, and I decided, why not make it an actual costume and be the Ohio State football player?
Okay.
So I got a jersey ordered. The back of it says Miss Ohio USA with the number 21 on the front and the back representing we are the class of 2021 Miss USA. And since UC is doing amazing this year, I believe they're in the top five bracket for playoffs. And I know that's changing right now. I know like they're still trying to figure all that out, but they're doing amazing. So I figured I'll do a red helmet, which matches the UC helmets. And I put a UC sticker on one side and the other half of it, I decorated it to have the Buckeye leaves and the Ohio State sticker.
Growing up, were you more of an Ohio State fan or UC fan, like when it came to college football?
Definitely an Ohio State fan. My grandpa went there, played lacrosse. My aunt went there. We just have always grown up as you're cheering for the Ohio State. It's when I started to go into college when I realized, oh, the Buckeyes are actually, or the Bearcats are really good. So I do go to school at the University of Cincinnati. So that also inspired me to be a little bit more of a Bearcat fan and try to intermix that in.
Okay. So are you half and half, you think, right now, since you're a UC student, like half UC fan, half Ohio State fan?
Yes, I would say so, but don't tell anyone because I don't know if the UC students would like me.
Well, I mean, we'll mention, of course. And I think it was a
huge rivalry, you know, like they're both amazing teams, but for some reason, they're always against each other.
But it was interesting. You were able to incorporate both. Like, you know, you're representing Ohio, so you said, hey, you tipped your hat to both schools, right?
Exactly. I was like, I'm giving a shout out to both, so I think it's okay.
Have you heard anything back? I mean, I saw some pictures online. Have you heard back from any fans? Anybody make comments on, wow, nice outfit or anything like that?
Yeah, so UC shared a post about me leaving to go to Miss USA, and that really sparked a lot of interest into my profiles on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and I was instantly flooded with messages from other UC students, coworkers, all congratulating me and telling me and wishing me good luck. So it really has expanded my network.
Anybody give you a hard time saying, why you wear that uniform? Why'd you wear that helmet?
Oh, of course. I had some friends do that, but they were just close friends, you know, just goofing around. Other than that, no one was coming at me aggressively about it.
Okay. Very good. Who knows? Do you think a team will reach out to you? I mean, you're Miss Ohio. I mean, you never know. Maybe they'll have you speak before the game or something like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm going to a UC game actually this Saturday. Oh. So I'm going to see if maybe they'll let me say a few words at halftime or something.
Okay. Inspire the team. You know, make sure they're doing okay. You know, it should be fun. What's it like to represent Ohio in the role? I mean, like you said, you're going to UC game. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, people recognize you from the school. What's on your plate for the next year? Like, as Miss Ohio USA, are you going to events around the state? I mean, what's your requirements for this role next year?
So there are no requirements exactly. Okay. In a sense, it's how do you want to serve with your title rather than being served? Okay. So I view that as trying to grow my platform. And my platform is all about trying to get the community back involved in service and volunteering and helping the underserved. Okay. So I have been working with a lot of charitable organizations that I first started with growing up and going back into those and telling them, this is what I want to do. How can I do this? And I've been organizing large groups of people to go in and volunteer. And it's really making a difference in our communities and, in my opinion, making a difference in their lives.
Is there anything you would do different? I mean, like you said, you had the idea about, you know, taking part in this. Now you're Miss Ohio. You're in the Miss USA pageant. Anything you would do different? Or are you happy about the way things turned out?
I'm happy about the way things turned out. Of course, I would have loved to be in that top 16, but everything happens for a reason, I believe, at the end of the day. Okay. And I believe there's probably a higher calling for me to go on and do something else. So I still think for Miss USA being my only second pageant competing in, I've learned so much personally. So I'm so excited to see what I do with what I've learned and how I can apply that to my life, to my career. And I wish the best of luck to Elle. She's part of our production company. So I've gotten to know her really well since July. And I know she's going to do amazing.
Yeah. And I think she represented Kentucky, right?
She represents Kentucky, but originally she's from Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. So a lot of Ohio connections there. Very exciting. So
yes, it's really interesting. And when I got to know these girls over the past week, I found out they have a lot of Ohio connections.
Oh, wow.
Like family that grew up in Ohio, other girls that actually lived in Ohio and grew up and they moved to other states and then competed in different states. So I'm saying Ohio is the place to be, in my opinion.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks, Nicole. We appreciate it. And best of luck in the next year. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.